Peace to brothers and sisters.
今天姐妹, 我们一起看几处圣经。
Let us look at a few passages.
头一处我们看创世纪第六章。
We'll look at Genesis chapter 6. Genesis
chapter 6, verse 22.
Thus Noah did according to all that God commanded him, so he did. And then chapter 7, verse 5.
挪亚就遵着耶和华所吩咐的行了。And
Noah did all according to all that the Lord commanded him.
我们再看雅各书讲到亚伯拉罕。And
then in James, speaking about Abraham.
雅各书二章二十一节、二十二节。James
chapter 2, verse 21 and 22.
雅各书。
Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works, faith was made perfect.
我们再看马太福音七章二十一节。
And in Matthew 7, verse 21.
马太福音七章二十一节。
Matthew 7, verse 21.
凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人，才能进去。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
我们再看我们这今年的这个经文，马太福音六章九节十节。
And look at the theme verse for us, Matthew 6, verse 9 and 10.
所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。In
this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
请弟兄姊妹低头，我们有一点祷告。Let
us bow our heads for prayer.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你，感谢你把这些话讲给我们。Dear
Lord, thank you for giving us your precious words.
主啊，也求你的话会成为我们的生命，使我们能够照着你的意思做一个遵行你旨意的人。And
that your words can become our life, so that we can be those that follow your command.
主啊，请你曾经说过的这一些话，求主你再一次借着你的圣灵说在我们里面。
Oh Lord, you have spoken these words before, but we ask that you through the Holy Spirit, speak to our hearts again. We give the following time into your hands. Please meet with us. We give the one who speaks, the one who hears, into your hands. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我想我们从去年一直到现在都讲神的国度。So
we have been speaking about the Lord's kingdom since last year.
但是我想每一个弟兄姐妹在我们心里都有一个渴望，都有个追求。I
believe every brother and sister has a longing and a pursuit in their heart.
我们要进神的国。That
we want to enter God's kingdom.
当然盼望我们在神的国，千年国度开始的时候， 那新耶路撒冷从天而降的时候，我们都在里面。And
that we pray that as the millennium begins, that we are all in the kingdom.
因为我相信我们每个弟兄姐妹在信心里面都有这个盼望，都有个这样追求，都有这样的渴慕。
I believe every brother and sister has that hope, has that longing, and has that pursuit in their heart.
如果我们听了一年多，连这个信心都没有，连这个渴慕都没有，我想我们的听都听到大约是白听了。
Or if you have heard this for over a year and you still don't have any longing, any pursuit at all in your heart, then you have listened in vain.
神既然把他的国度向我们打开，叫我们看见神的国度。
God has opened up His kingdom to us, that we can see His kingdom.
今天我们已经把神的国度已经存在我们的心里。
And today, we hold His kingdom in our hearts.
我们今天就可以过这个国度的生活。
And that today, we can live the lives in the kingdom.
我们也可以为国度做传福音，也可以为国度做见证。
We can preach the gospel for the kingdom, we can also testify for the kingdom.
我相信在座的有很多弟兄姐妹都会进入这一个国度。
I believe many brothers and sisters here can enter the kingdom of God.
只有弟兄姐妹有这样的信心，有这样的追求，我们就会进去。
As long as brothers and sisters have that faith and that pursuit, you will enter the kingdom.
但我相信，我们在这我们中间有的人不会进去，会被留下来。
But I think there may be some among us who will not enter but will remain.
我相信我相信有的人进去，我相信在座的不会每一个人都进去。
I think we will enter, but not everyone.
我在祷告，我盼望我们在座的每一个人都进去。
But I pray that everyone here can enter.
但是神的话告诉我们。
But the word of God tells us.
因为刚才我们所读的马太福音七章二十一节。
What we read from Matthew 7:21.
他说凡真。凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国。
It says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
But he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
这里说了，唯独我们要遵行。
But he, so it says here that those who does the will, so we have to.
如果我们遵行神的旨意，他说这样的人就会进去。
So if we do the will of the Father, these kind of people can enter.
既然我们听这个国度的话听一年多了。
So we've heard this topic for over a year.
但是我们光光靠着听到，我们不一定会进得了神的国。
Just by listening to the messages won't bring you into the kingdom.
但是当我们听了主的话，心的疼的大了以后，我们。遵行神的话。
But after you heard the word, you do the will of God.
这里的神的话告诉我们，我们要遵行神的旨意。
So the word says, those who does the will of my Father in heaven.
这里说，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人。
In the Chinese, it actually says, only those who do the will of my Father.
我们是不是遵行神的旨意？
Do we do the will of the Father?
我们是不是叫着神的话，神说的话，每一句话我们都遵行？
Do we follow every word from God?
但我们知道，今天我们有软弱。
We know that we have weaknesses today.
神说了很多的话。
God has spoken many words.
有很多话我们没有做到。
But many words we have not performed.
但是我们有信心。
But we have the faith.
我们靠着神给我们的恩典，靠着神给我们的生命。
By God's grace to us and also our lives from Him,
我们有信心能够做神要我们所做的。
We have the faith to do the will of Him.
如果许多的时候我们没有做神要我们所做的，我们就会死去。
Often, if we do not do His will, we will die.
我们看见在希伯来的书所讲的那些信心的见证人。
In the Hebrew, we saw those testimonies of faith.
他都是叫着神的话，遵行神的话，做神要他的做。
They have heard the word of God and they listen to the word of God to do them.
我们刚才所读的罗亚的创世纪第六章里面。
What we read from Genesis 6 about Noah.
因为他这里我只有只读了两处。
So there were two places.
因为在这里说六刚才说六章二十二节说罗亚就 这样行还神所吩咐的他都照样行了。
In Genesis 6:22, thus Noah did according to all that God commanded him, so he did.
还有在这里面讲到挪亚照着神的话去，照样照着神话执行，起码提了五六次。
And so perhaps for five or six times, it mentions about Noah doing what the Lord had commanded him.
我们知道挪亚门拯救挪亚，那时候神要审判这个洪水来了，要审判那四代人的时候。
But we know this is the time when God was going to send the flood to destroy that generation.
然后挪亚一家人他进了方舟，被门得救了。
So Noah and his family went into the ark and was saved.
我们知道这个方舟是挪亚一家人住的。
We know that this ark was made by Noah and his family.
因为这是挪亚一家人，他听着神的话，照着神的吩咐去做。
Because Noah and his family, they heard the word of God and they followed that command.
因为他做了，他才有方舟。
They followed the command to do, so that's why they have an ark.
所以洪水来的时候，他就被拯救。
So when the flood came, they were saved.
如果他不照神的话。
If they had not followed God's word,
他只是听听而已，他不去做方舟。
If they only listened, but they didn't do the ark,
那洪水来的时候，他一跟他那些人一起被冲走。
Then when the flood came, he would have been swept away with all the people.
所以说，神告诉他要去做方舟，他要去做。
So God told him to do the ark, and he did.
如果他不做，就不行。
If he doesn't do it, that's not the way.
因为神的话，我们要得着，我们就要听。
So in order to receive God's words, we have to listen and do.
当我们知道他能够叫神的话，一方面他是相信神。
So on the one hand, he believed God.
因为他相信有信心，相信神的话，他才会去做。
So he believed God. He had faith, and he would do.
一方面他也顺服。
And so he obeyed.
如果不顺服，有叛逆的心，他就不会去做。
If he had a disobedient heart, he would not do.
但是这个做方舟的时候，不是一天两天可以做好啊。
But this ark took more than 1 to 2 days.
因为这里圣经创世纪五章的32节说，挪亚500岁时候生了闪、含、雅弗。
Because in Genesis 5:32, Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
回后来就讲到第六章，就接着神告诉他这个时代要灭，他要去。他去做方舟。
And then in chapter 6, we're told, God told him that the generation would be destroyed and he ought to do the ark.
所以到七章十一节说，挪亚600岁的时候，12月7日，洪水就来了。
So in chapter 7, verse 11, when he was 600 years old, then the flood came.
这个方舟他做了100年。
So this ark he worked on for 100 years.
你要知道，他行在神的中间，要叫成的话，最多要做100年啊。
So before God, he had to work 100 years.
这不是容易的一件事情。
This was not an easy thing.
你要知道，在100年里面，都是叫着神的话去做。
But that in 100 years, he had to follow God's words.
那这里也讲到，因为前面说了，因为挪亚是与神同行的人。
Because it says that Noah walked with God.
我们知道，以诺与神同行。
We know Enoch walked with God.
因为他与神同行，他生儿育女，所以说他与神同行300年。
But Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters.
所以后来神满意的，神希伯来书是一章说，他得了神喜悦他的名证，就是说神喜欢了。
So Hebrew 11 says that God was pleased with him because he received the evidence of his faith.
因为他就把以诺接走了。
And so God took Enoch.
我相信以诺去让神儿育女是叫的神去做的。
And because Enoch followed what God commanded him to do.
所以讲到挪亚也是与神同行的人。
And Noah was also one who walked with
God. 他是认识神的。
He knew God.
但是主要他有一个相信神的心，有一个顺服的心。
But God wanted him to have a heart thatbelieved God and also obeyed God.
所以因为叫着神的话去行，他就得着了。
If he could obey what God commanded him,
因为他是在门拯救，这是神的恩典。
That this is God's grace for him.
也是因为他听神的话，他叫神的话去行。
And so he listened, to God's words and followed and obeyed.
我们知道，在那时代里面，当挪亚做方舟的时候，就是跟那个时代里面传福音。
And we know when Noah made the ark, he was preaching the gospel to that generation.
因为那在雅各书里面，他告诉我们。
In James, told us.
因为他说。但是挪亚做方舟的时候，神容忍了那个时代。
It says that when he built the ark, God had patience over that generation.
不是，刚才我说错，是彼得前书里面，彼得前书三章里面告诉我们，就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟、神容忍等待的时候。
In First Peter, It was when Noah built the ark, and God had patience over that generation.
就那个时候，神叫挪亚去做方舟。
So at that time, God told Noah to build the ark.
因为这个方舟做的时间是100年。
Because it takes 100 years to build that ark.
在100年里面告诉当时所有的人，神要审判这个世界。
Because God was going to judge that generation.
神在那里忍耐的等候，盼望那一些人会悔改。
So God was having patience, hoping that they would repent.
但是那一些人没有一个悔改。
But none of them repented.
他不信的恶心，他有不信的恶心。
They had an unbelieving, wicked heart.
我们知道那时候挪亚做方舟的时候，不是坐在海水边的，因为我们做这样方舟的做船的时候，要坐在水的旁边，容易下水的。
We know when Noah built the ark, it wasn't by the sea. We usually build boats by the sea. In order to enter the water easier.
如果做船做方舟，你不是放在水里面，你做来干什么啊？
If you don't put the ark in water, what would you do with it?
但是更说他是他就在旷野里面，有的人说就在半山腰，因为那里有木料，他有很多大的木料。
So some say that he built it like near the bottom of a hill where there's woods.
因为就在那里找一个平地，又把木料砍下来就地做。
So he looked for a flat spot, and so he had woods to build the ark.
所以我相信当时人看见这个，应该都觉得很奇怪，他怎么做什么事啊
？So people were wondering, what is this guy doing?
所以说，当时在做方舟的时候，这里说神在忍耐他们那一些人，他盼望他们能够悔改。
But when doing this ark, God was having patience over that generation, hoping that they would repent.
但是没有一个人悔改。
But none of them repented.
没有一个人听。
None of them listened.
所以那时候洪水来了，所有的人都冲走了。
So when the flood came, it swept all away.
只有挪亚这一家，他做了他这一个方舟，他进了他自己做的方舟。
And only Noah and his family, he built the ark, and they entered into the ark.
许多神给我们的。我们要去做，我们神的话，我们是要遵行的。
So many things God gave us, that we should follow and obey.
我们知道，在创世纪的时候，神在伊甸园，叫了亚当跟夏娃。
We know in Genesis when God created Adam and Eve,
他就把生命树和分别三物分的三个树放在伊甸园中间。
So he placed the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the middle of the garden.
我想神给亚当，神把生命树放在伊甸园，是让亚当要得救的，他是要赐给亚当。
So God had wanted to give to Adam that tree of life.
但是他跟亚当说，你那个分别善恶是不能吃的。
But he told Adam not to eat from the fruit,
他明明告诉他
the fruit of the tree of the good and evil.
明明让那个分别善恶是吃的，你必定死的。
Because on the day you eat of it, you will die.
但是亚当没有听。
But Adam did not obey.
如果他有耳朵去听神的话，遵行神的话。
If he had the ear to hear God's words and obey them.
神说不愿吃了，他就不吃。
If God told him not to eat it and he doesn't eat it.
我想他在那里肚子饿的时候，总有一天会吃那个生命树。
And perhaps one day when he gets hungry, he might eat that fruit off the tree of life.
因为生命树，但是那个生命树，我相信神就是给亚当吃的。
But I think that tree of life was made for Adam to eat.
但是他告诉他，那个树你是不能吃的。
But he told them that that particular tree you must not eat from.
所以说，如果当时就是亚当没有听，没有驾着神的话去行。
If Adam had not listened and or disobeyed, nor did he obey God.
他吃了神告诉他不能吃的那一棵树。
If he had eaten the fruit that God told him not to eat from.
后来他就被赶出了伊甸园。
So later he was driven from the garden.
那里神说，我怕这个人，因为犯罪的人不能再吃生命树了。
Because God says, the sinners who sinned cannot eat from that tree of life.
所以说他被赶出伊甸园，他在通往生命树的路上还放了记录簿，把他拔走就。
And she even placed cherubims before so that people cannot approach the tree of life.
为什么亚当当时就失去了这个福分？
How did Adam lose his blessing at that time?
他就是没有遵行神的话。
Because he did not obey God's words.
所以神给我们的，神说的话，我们一定要遵行的。
So the words that God give us, we must obey.
要驾着神话去做，我们就会得着。
And if we obey what God tells us, then we will be blessed.
后来我们可以看见到了启示录。
And then we can see in Revelation.
我们可以看一下，应该是启示录22章
Revelation chapter 22,
14节
verse 14.
启示录22章4节。
Revelation 22 verse
12。他说：“那些洗净自己衣服的有福了，可得权柄，领到生命树那里，也能从门进城。”
Actually, verse 14. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and they enter through the gates into the city.
那这个有另外一种翻译。
There is another translation.
这里翻译就是说，另外一种翻译就是说，遵守神的诫命的人有福了。
In Chinese, it actually reads that those who cleanse their clothes, but the English translation is blessed are those who do his commandments.
因为说英文翻译的就比较清楚，刚才我们弟兄。
So the English is clearer.
就是 do his commandment.
Those who do his commandments.
就是遵行他的命令。
So listening, obeying his commands.
因为人要遵行神的命令，这样人就有福了。
If man can listen and obey, then man will be blessed.
因为他们得以享受生命树。
Because they may have the right to the tree of life.
所以在他启示我们可以看见，就是那能够重新得到生命树，是因为我们遵行神命令的人。
So in Revelation, we see those that have the right to the tree of life is because they did his commands.
开始我们看见创世纪里面，是人没有遵行神的命令，以后失去了这一个福分。
In Genesis, we saw because man disobeyed God's commands and he lost his blessing.
后来就启示我们看见神。 我们人遵行的命令，又得了这个福分。
So in Revelation, we see men do his commandments, so they again have that right to the tree.
当然，这里是因为我们的主耶稣他的圣父。
And we know that this is because of the work of our Lord Jesus.
所以说，在罗马书五章里面，他告诉我们，因一人的博弈。
So in Romans 5, one man's
博弈，罗马书五章。Romans 5:19.
For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners.
因一人的博弈，众人成为罪人。这个就讲到亚当当时不听话。
By one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So this talks about disobedience from Adam.
亚当这个不听话，是吃那个分别善恶，在神的眼中看罪，这是一个博弈。
So in God's sight, Adam's disobedience is like an unrighteousness.
这是一个背叛。This
is a disobedience.
因为这是亚当背叛了神，神告诉他不能吃了，他是吃。
This is Adam's He was against God, and he ate what he was not supposed to.
下面就看见, 照样因一人的顺服，众人也成为义了。
But we also see by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous.
这个人就是我们的主耶稣基督。
This man is our Lord Jesus.
他说我们主来的时候，他说我来就照着神的话去行。
And when he came, he says, I do according to God's word.
那来，他来就是执行神的旨意。
He came to obey God's commands.
神的旨意就在我们主耶稣身上成全了。
So God's will was accomplished, fulfilled.
所以说我们的主就把生命带进来。
And so our Lord brought in life.
因为他在十字架上，照着神的旨意为我们解决了罪。
So on the cross, it was according to God's will, he resolved our sins.
所以在亚当里面背义，在亚当里面背叛所有的罪，因为我们主耶稣的圣父，他叫神的话去行，这一切都解决了。
So even though Adam had his disobedience, but by one man's obedience, our Lord Jesus, everyone is made righteous.
所以说，因为神他叫着神的话去行。
So he did according to God's words.
所以今天，因为主耶稣说，我来是要养得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
So the Lord says that I came so that the sheep may have life, they have more abundantly.
所以神把他的生命给我们。
So God gave us His own life.
我们要把神的生命活出来。
So we must live out God's life.
这个生命要更丰盛的话。
And if this life is to be abundant,
所以我们就要把它活出来。
We have to live it out.
我们就要去做。
So we have to do.
我们就要神的话去行。
And we have to follow and obey His commands.
如果我听得到，我们得了生命，我们什么都不做的话。
If we heard the word, but and we receive the life, but we don't do anything about it.
我想这个生命非常的幼稚，是长不大。
I think that life is very, very immature.
神告诉我们，你们要彼此是老树。
God says that you must forgive one another.
所以如果我们叫神的话去行，留人得罪你老树别人，因为神说你老树了别。
And so if you are able to follow God's words to forgive one another, then God will also forgive you. If you follow God's words this way, then your life will mature. We are told to love one another. So if we can follow God's words to love one another, then God's love and His life will be manifested from our lives.
只有我们照着神的话，遵行神的话的时候，我们就会丰富的。
When we do according to God's commands, we will be blessed.
我们就得着了。
And we will receive.
许多的时候，神给我们的祝福，如果我们只听了，我们不做，你不一定会得着。
Many blessings, if we only listen to them, we won't receive them. Only when you do.
我们也来看看亚伯拉罕。
We want to look at Abraham.
我们知道亚伯拉罕，希伯来是一章告诉我们，亚伯拉罕出乌尔的时候出来，神叫他你要出来，他就出来了。
So Abraham, when he left Ur, God told him to leave there.
所以说他说被试炼的时候。神说你出来，神是告诉亚伯拉罕，你现在要搬家了。现在你这里住了几十年，这个不好，我要给你一个更美好的家乡。你现在要搬家，要把所有的东西都搬走。
So God told Abraham that you've lived here a long time. Now it's not good. I want you to leave the place and you have to move with everything you have.
但是他出来的时候，他去哪里都不知道。
But when he left, he had no idea where he was going.
也不知道在那里要走几天。
And he didn't know how many days that he had to walk.
但是他相信神，有信心。
But he had faith in God.
神说，我给你一个好的地方，好的，他就相信这个肯定比好的。
So when God told him that I'm giving you a place that's good, he believed God.
他也相信说，神所给他的，他也顺服。
And so he believed God was giving it to him, and he obeyed.
所以神叫他出来，他就出来，他就做了。
So God told him to leave, and he did.
我们知道他的搬家比我们现在搬家更麻烦。
You know, his moving, is more difficult than our moving today.
我也替很多弟兄姊妹搬家。如果你在那个家里面住了十年、十五年以后，把你家搬走，一大堆东西是头都疼死了。
Brothers, sisters, if you have lived in your house for 10, 15 years, you have so much junk and so much stuff, it's very difficult to move.
但是他住在那里几十年了，好像突然都七十多岁，他那边有还有钱，还有财产、牛羊，他通通还有铺杯，通通都要赶出来一起要走。
So he lived there a long time. Perhaps he was in his 70s. When he left, he had to have herds of sheep. He has to bring with him.
还有过河。
And they had to cross the river.
是非常不容易的一件事情。
It was a very difficult thing.
但是他叫神的话，神叫他出来，他就走。
But because God said so, he obeyed.
所以说带他去地方什么都不留，因为你留下来就没有了，他没有准备要回头的。
So he was not about to return, go back.
把所有该带的统统带走。
So he brought everything he must.
但是他走的前面是没有，前面去哪里都不知道。
But he didn't know where he was heading.
去哪不知道，他是叫要行了。
Even though he didn't know, he obeyed.
所以从这里我们看见他对神的信心。
So here we see his faith to God.
我看见他的顺服。
And we see his obedience.
神叫他怎么做，他就怎么做。
So whatever God told him, he did.
特别献以撒的时候。
Especially when he was offering up Isaac.
神就跟亚伯拉罕说，你把你最最最好的、最好的那个以撒。把你独一的儿子你给我。
God told him that you have to offer up your best, your Isaac, to me.
从那里看见好像他连考虑都不考虑，神说你给我，他就给他。
It seems like he did not really consider it, and he would offer Isaac up.
后来就背着柴，带着一些献祭所用的，还有带着兜刀，以后就带着他的儿子，以后一路要到那个献祭的山上。
So they carried the woods, and the knife.For the killing, and they went to the mountain.
所以好了，到那里，他要把以撒献上的时候，神就在那里拦住了。
So when he was about to offer up Isaac, God stopped him.
因为亚伯拉罕这个心，这个被神悦纳。
Because Abraham's heart was received by God.
神说：“我看见你可以把你的这个独一这个儿子给我，你没有什么事，没有什么可以留下不给我的。”
And so God says, if you're willing to offer up your precious Isaac to me, then there's nothing left that you wouldn't offer to me.
所以说在刚才我们所读的雅各书里面，他说亚伯拉罕因着他的信心，他信心被试炼的时候，因为这个行为他就被成全了。
And so we read from James, because of his faith, he was received.
刚才雅各书二章二十一节、二十二节。
James chapter 2 verses 21 and 22, that by faith, by works faith was made perfect.
因为他在信心里面有一个行为的。
Because in his faith there is an action.
他是借着神的话去做的。
And he did according to God's words.
所以说到后来我们也看见，在圣经看见神是大大的祝福给亚伯拉罕。
And we know later God blessed Abraham greatly.
他就告诉亚伯拉罕，万国要因你的后裔得福。
And he told Abraham that the nations will be blessed by you.
但这个福，我们都得着了。
And so that blessing we had received.
我们在亚伯拉罕在以色列约里面，我们是没有份的。
We had no share, we had no portion in that covenant.
但是我们就在这个万国里面的一个子民。
We became a child in that those nations.
但是我们是因着他的后裔，我们的救主耶稣基督，我们得福了，我们蒙福了。
But we were blessed because we were a part of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这实在是神的恩典。
This is God's blessing.
所以从这里我们就看见神说的话是不会落空的。
So we know that God's words are not in vain.
神的话我们是要遵行的。
And God's words must be followed.
如果我们不遵行的话，我们许多的东西我们就得不到。
If we do not follow, then many things we cannot receive.
从信心的见证人，我们看见每一个信心的见证人都是遵行神的话的，遵行神旨意的人。
So every witness of faith, they followed, obeyed God's will.
我们再看看所罗门。
We want to look at Solomon.
所罗门，我们可以看一下。列王记上
We can look at 1 Kings chapter 11.
OK, 我们知道所罗门是从古到今就是没有一个人会比他聪明的。
But we know that Solomon is one who had such wisdom that no one in history had his wisdom.
他是非常聪明非常有智慧的一个人。
So he was full of wisdom and understanding.
但是他这么聪明的人他做了一件最笨的事情。
Oh, but such a wise person, he did one most foolish thing.
我们常想我们箴言还有传道书雅各我们相信都是他写的。
But we know the Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and also Song of Songs.
他这么有聪明的人。
He has such wisdom.
我想不到他怎么会做这么笨的事。
We cannot believe that he did something so foolish.
我们来看一下。
We look at, we can take a look.
列王记上十一章。
First Kings 11.
我们从第二节开始读吧，就不读了，准备第二节开始。
From verse
2. 论到这些国的人，耶和华真晓谕以色列人说，你们不可与他们往来相通，因为他们必诱惑你们的心，去随从他们的神。所罗门却恋爱这些女子。
From the nations of whom the Lord had said to the children of Israel, you shall not intermarry with them, nor they with you. Surely they will turn away your hearts after their gods. Solomon clung to these in love.
在我们就在生命记里面也警告了，在列王记前面也警告了，就告诉我们，在一些外邦的人，你不可以娶来做老婆的，你不可以娶的。而且他警告的，但是直接告诉他的，所罗门没有听。
So we have heard warnings from Deuteronomy and the kings, that these foreign women you must not marry, and yet he did not listen.
因为他纯恋爱。
Because he clung to these in love.
他娶了不止娶一个，好像兵非此的一千个。
And he did not just marry one, but he had 1,000.
我们知道他在这个所罗门做王，他做王的是40年。
We know that Solomon was king for 40 years.
如果平均的话，每一年这40年开始娶老婆，每一年都娶的话，都平均的话，他一年要娶25个老婆。
So he was king for 40 years and he married 1,000. So that means every year he, on an average, he had to marry 25.
所以说40年他才娶了一千个。
And then 40 years would give you what, 1,000 wives.
如果他这么做好像平均的话一个月都要娶两个他这忙了他还有时间做别的事情呢他好像 他就是忙着结婚。
So he seems like he must have been very busy marrying the wives. He couldn't do any other things.
不是啊有的时候一年都要娶了好几个。
And,
一个月都娶好几个有时候。
So he had to marry, marry many wives.
所以他这么做干什么呢
？So we don't know why he did it.
但是他就是没有听神的话，没有照神的话去做。
Because he did not listen, he did not obey God's words.
神就告诉他了，这些人会诱惑你的心，你会做一些得罪神的事。
So God told him that they will turn away your hearts after their gods.
所以他是给自己挖坑啊，他敢把跟自己挖坑
哦。Oh.Also, he dug a pit for himself.
就把自己陷在这个坑里面。
And he sank himself in the pit.
所以到第四节就告诉我们了。
So in verse 4 it says,
所罗门年老的时候，他的兵非诱惑他的心，去随从别神，不效法他父亲大卫，诚诚实实的顺服耶和华他的神。
Verse 4, for it was so when Solomon was old that his wives turned his heart after other gods. His heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David.
所以说神告诉他这些人会诱惑你的，你如果假如这些人你不可以跟他通的，他会诱惑你的，他不听，结果就被诱惑了。
So God had already warned him that his wives would turn away his heart to other gods, and yet he did not listen.
所以看到了第六节
，verse 6，
他说：“所罗门行耶和华眼中看为恶的事， 不效法他父亲大卫，专心顺从耶和华。
Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and did not fully follow the Lord as did his father David.
所以在列王记里面常常提到行的那个皇帝他的评价，行耶和华眼中看为正的事，行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，后来我们就常常看见。
So later on in the Kings, we often find that some would do what's right in God's sight, or some would do what's wicked or wrong in God's sight.
所以说看见那些列王记那些做王的，他效法他大卫，行耶和华看为正的事，他就蒙祝福。
So if he had done things that's right in God's sight, as David had done, God would bless him.
如果他行耶和华看眼中为恶的事，他就受了审判。
So if he had done things that's evil or in God's sight, then he would suffer a judgment.
我们去看到了第七节。
Verse 7.
所罗门为摩亚可憎的神，基莫和亚门人可憎的神莫洛，在耶路撒冷对面的山上建叫丘坛。
Then Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, on the hill that is east of Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the people of Ammon.
你们想想看这个图画，这一边耶路撒冷，神为以色列圣殿，他建了，听大卫的话，为神建了一个圣殿。
So you can imagine in Jerusalem, Solomon followed God's words to build a temple for the Lord.
但就这个山上耶路撒冷的对面那个山上，所罗门建了两个丘坛。
But just opposite this Temple Hill, Temple Mount, on the east hill, east of Jerusalem, he built these abomination, the high place.
所以说神说你做了神所憎恶的事，神是不会放过的。
So if you do something that's so abomination to the Lord, God will not simply let you go.
我真的没有想到。
So I never imagined.
所罗门圣经说他这么聪明的人。
Solomon is such a wise man.
这么有智慧的人。
With such wisdom.
当那个圣殿建好的时候，那个神有两次向他显现。
After the temple was finished, God appeared to him twice.
当他求神要那求什么给他的时候，他说我求智慧的时候，神就把智慧给他。
When God asked him to ask God for things, he asked for wisdom, and God gave him wisdom.
那下面就看见他是审判那些人的时候是非常有聪明有智慧的。
So later on, we saw how much wisdom he had when he judged people.
真的没有想到，这么聪明、这么智慧的人，他竟然违背神。
But we never imagined such a wise man would disobey God.
做了耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
And he did some things that were evil in God's sight.
他没有遵行，没有完全的遵行神的旨意。
He did not fully obey God's will.
神说那个女子你不可以恋慕的，你不可以找她做老婆的。他恋慕他就把她找回来，而且还找了一千个。
God says that you shall not intermarry with them, because they will turn away your hearts. But he still did.
所以因为做这样的事，他给自己挖了一个坑。
So he doing this, he dug a pit for himself.
所以他自己陷在那样罪恶里面。
And he sank in that evil.
所以因为做这件事情，我们看三十八节吧。
In verse 38.
就是十一章，神就对所罗门说的话，十一章，刚才我们看三十八节、三十九节。
Chapter 11, verse 38.
你若听从我一切所吩咐你的，遵行我的道，行我眼中看为正的事，谨守我的律例诫命，像我仆人大卫所行的，我就与你同在，为你立坚固的家，像我为大卫所立的一样，将以色列人赐给你。
Then it shall be, if you heed all that I command you, walk in my ways,and do what is right in my sight, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as my servant David did, then I will be with you, and build for you an enduring house, as I built for David, and will give Israel to you.
这里神告诉所罗门，因为如果你听从我的吩咐，你遵行我的旨意，我就给你，我就保守你，建立你的家子。
And so God here promises Solomon, if you do what's right in my sight, keep my statutes and my commandments, then I will give you an enduring house.
所以39节说，我必因所罗门所行的，使大卫后裔受患难，但不至于永远。但不至于永远是神的恩典。
Verse 39, and I will afflict the descendants of David because of this, but not forever. So, he will afflict. This is actually a blessing from God.
我们知道大卫的后裔就是所罗门的后裔，所罗门也是大卫的后裔。
So Solomon was David's descendant.
他说他的后裔受患难。
But the descendants will suffer.
就是因为所罗门所行的。
Because of what Solomon had done.
他都害着他的后裔，他害着他的子孙了。
So he really afflicted his descendants.
我相信后来他耶路撒冷对面建的那个丘坛，后来应该也有他的子孙去到那里去献祭去吧。
I believe some of his descendants might have gone to the high place that's opposite Jerusalem to worship.
所以因为所罗门做的这个事，后来神就说的，我要把以色列的民拿走。
So because Solomon did this, God says, I will afflict the descendants of David.
但是因为他跟大卫立约的缘故，他还留一个支派给他。
But because of David's, for the sake of David, he left a tribe for him.
后来好像他那里还有两个支派，后来以色列就分成了北国跟南国。
And so two tribes were left for David, and Israel became separated into northern and southern kingdoms.
因为就是所罗门是做的这个事情。
Because of what Solomon had done.
所以因为后来神就把他的百姓拿走了，以色列就变成了南国跟北国。
So Israel became two kingdoms, north and south.
所以我们看见所罗门他做了什么事。
So what has Solomon done?
他这么有聪明的人，他就是没有遵行神的话。
He's such a wise man, but he did not follow obey God's word.
神的话我们要遵行的，不可马虎的，我们一定要做。
So we cannot be very careless with God's words. We must do them.
后来我们从以色列历史里我们去看。
So from Israel's history, we can see.
因为他那些没行了也好啊，眼中看为恶的事，没有遵行神的。所做的没有效法大卫的所做的，他就被神，他神的手就在他们里面，他就有灾难。
So those that did evil in God's sight and have not followed how the King David had done, he would suffer loss.
那些遵行神的旨意，效法大卫所做的，看耶和华心中为正的。就蒙神祝福。
And those that were did what's right in God's sight and did follow what David had done, they would be blessed.
我们也可以看看大卫他的作王，神怎么审他。
And so we see how David was as a king.
大卫应该是在我们看就简单的看《使徒行传》三章嘛。
Acts chapter 13.
因为他是三章二十二节
，verse 22。
你看，使徒行传十三章二十二节这里讲
，Acts chapter 13 verse
22。既废了扫罗，就审立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证，说我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
And when he had removed him, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will.
这里后面说，凡事遵行神的旨意。
And who will do all my will.
我们再看36节。
Verse
36. 36说，大卫在世的时候，遵行了神的旨意，就睡了。
For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep.
他这里括号里面，他另外一个翻译，或作大卫， 按神的旨意服侍了那一世的人就睡了。
So another translation is that David, according to God's will, he served the people of that generation and slept.
所以大卫怎么做皇帝？
So how was David as a king?
他做王是完全照神的意思去做。
So David was a king according to God's
will. 神怎么说他就怎么做。
So whatever God spoke,
他行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
So he did everything that is good in God's sight.
所以他就蒙了神的保守，蒙神的祝福。
So he received God's blessing.
这里就说到，他说大卫是按教神的旨意，按神的旨意服侍了他那一世的人。
So here is God, David served his own generation by the will of God.
大卫是这样遵行神的旨意。
So David was focused on working God's will.
他是怎么叫？他是叫着神的旨意来带领以色列百姓。
That by God's will, he led the people of Israel.
但是我们也要看看所罗门。
So we want to look at Solomon.
他做得很好，你神啊，你给我智慧，我要有智慧来管理你的百姓。这是所罗门的祷告。
So Solomon said well. He says.God, I want wisdom in order to judge your people. And so God gave him wisdom.
这个祷告蒙神应了。
That prayer was received.
他说既然你这 要我的智慧来管理我的百姓，好，神就把他的智慧给他了。
So God says, if you want my wisdom to judge the people, then so God gave him God's wisdom.
他知道敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。所罗门知道了，他说敬畏耶和华是最有智慧的。
He knew that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
但是他有没有照着神的旨意来服侍那一代的人呢？
But has he served his generation by God's will?
我们刚才所读的经典里，我们看见他没有。
So according to what we read, he had not.
他是这么聪明的人，做了这么笨的事情。
He is such a wise man doing such a foolish thing.
那个事情是不该做的，他却做了。
Something that he should not have done, he did.
所以说后来神的手就领到这个以色列的人的身上。
So the hand of God came upon the Israelites.
但是大卫就不一样。
But David was different.
所以他在一生里面他是专行神的旨意。
But David, in his life, he served, he did the will of God.
他是照着神的旨意服侍他那一代的人。
And according to the will of God, he served his own generation.
一直服侍到死为止。
Until the time that he fell asleep.
所以说他后来就睡了。
So it says he fell asleep.
这里告诉，因为这个大卫是合乎神心意的人。
So the Bible says David was one who after God's own heart.
所以说从以色列历史里面，我们所看见几个人人物，我们看见。
So in Israelites' history, we see several people.
有的是我们的见解。
Some of them are our warning.
我们要小心，我们要避免。
We must be alert and to avoid them.
那些信心人所走的路是我们所应该效法的。
But the way of the testimony of faith, we ought to follow the example.
我们每个人要遵循神的旨意。
And we have to follow, obey God's will.
我们知道，今天我想我们每一个弟兄都有一个信心，都有渴望，神的旨意，神的话，我们是要遵循的。
I believe we have that longing.And the desire in our hearts that God's will we ought to obey.
但我们也清楚，因为我们现在肉身的软弱，有好多神的话我们没做到。
But we know because the weakness of our flesh, many things we do not fulfill God's will.
但是我们有信心，靠着神的恩典，神会帮我们能够做到神要我们所做的。
But by faith, we can trust that God will help us to do His will.
我相信那一天，当我们每一个人进到神的国度里面
，So I believe one day when we enter into God's kingdom，
我想那一天神的话就会活在我们每一个人心里面。
I believe that day God's words will live in our hearts。
我们相信在神的国千年国度开始神的国降临的时候，我们在那里每一个人都会遵循神的旨意。
I believe when the millennium comes, every one of us.Will follow God's will.
每一个人都会照着神的话去活去做。
And every one of us can live according to God's words and His will.
所以说，到那个时候，所有的天，所有人就会在我们每一个人身上 看见神的荣耀。
So everyone at that time can see the glory of God from us.
因为我在那里看见我们这个人是就是驾着神的形象所驾的。
Because we were made in the image of God.
因为我们就会活在神的话里面。
And that we can live in God's words.
这就是耶稣基督教我在刚才所读的。马太福音就讲里面，耶稣教导我们的祷告。
This is the prayer that the Lord taught us in Matthew 6.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我想这是主耶稣教我们的祷告，也是我们每一个人的祷告。
I believe this is the prayer that our Lord taught us.And it's also prayer of everyone.
让我们都做一个遵行神旨意的人。
That we can be one who follow God's will.
让我们遵行神的旨意的时候，神的旨意就会行在我们身上，如同行在天上。
So when we follow God's will, His will will be accomplished on earth as it is in heaven.
今天我们活在地上，我们就在地上，那神的旨意在我们身上通行的时候。就在地上通行。
So when God's will is fulfilled in us, it is not only on this earth, but also in heaven.
也求神继续用的话来激励我们，帮助我们做，叫我们做一个对神有信心的人，做一个顺服神的人，也能够遵守神旨意的人。
So may God have mercy on us that we can be those with faith to Him and also have a heart to obey His commands.
也请两三位弟兄姐妹随圣灵的感动做耶稣的祷告。
So perhaps two or three can pray for us by the moving of the Spirit.
耶 gracious Lord, thank you for the reminding. Only be the hearers of your word, but we must be